accumulations of snow above 30 centimetres.
Simon King, thank you. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday the 2nd of January. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Malin, Hebrides, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight, low southern Sweden, 972, expected Gotland, 977, by midnight tonight. Low, 150 miles east of Azores, 987, expected Trafalgar with little change by the same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first. Squally snow showers, good, occasionally poor. North Utsira, South Utsira, northerly 7 to severe gale 9, veering northeasterly 4 to 6, fair, good. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. North or northwest, 6 to gale 8, squally snow showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. North or northwest, 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames. Northwest, 6 to gale 8. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dover, White, Portland. Northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Plymouth, north or northwest, 4 to 6. Showers, good. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast, 4 to 6. Rain in south, good, occasionally poor in south. Fitzroy, easterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in west. Rain in south, good, occasionally poor in south. Seoul, north or northeast, 4 to 6. Fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet, north, 4 to 6. Showers, good. Irish Sea, northwest, 5 to 7. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, north, 4 to 6. Showers, good. Rockall, northerly, 4 to 6. Occasionally, 7 in east. Showers, good. Malin, Hebrides. North, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Hebrides. Squally snow showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, north, 5 to 7, fair, good. Faroe, Faroes, north, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first. Squally snow showers, moderate, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, northerly, 6 to gale 8, but 4 or 5 in far west. Squally snow showers, good, occasionally poor, light icing in north. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, north by east, 7. Recent snow. Stornoway, northwest by north, 7. Heavy rain and snow, 1200 metres, 1007 now falling. Lerwick, northeast, 6. Recent snow, 30 miles, 998, rising more slowly. Lucas, west-northwest, 3. 32 miles, 1003, now rising. Bridlington, west-northwest, 4. 1000, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest, 6. 5 miles, 1004. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest, 6. 11 miles, 1006. Jersey, northwest, 4. 16 miles, 1010, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest, 4. 11 miles, 1010. Scilly Automatic, northwest, 3. 14 miles, 1012, falling slowly. Valentia, north by east, 3. 22 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, northwest, 5. Recent precipitation, 16 miles, 1007, falling slowly. Malinhead, north by west, 6. Slight snow showers, 4 miles, 1,010 now falling. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Friday, the 2nd of January. The general situation, a strong north or northwest airflow covers the United Kingdom, with gales affecting northern and eastern areas at times. Wintry showers affecting many areas, heavy, squally snow showers will be mainly confined to northern Scotland. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. North, 6 to gale 8. Squally snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. North or northwest, 6 to gale 8. Squally snow showers, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northwest, 6 to gale 8. Squally snow showers, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northwest, 6 to gale 8. Squally snow showers, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Squally wintry showers in north, good, occasionally moderate in north. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first near North Foreland. Occasional sleet at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northwest 4 to 6, occasional sleet at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. North or northwest 4 to 6, showers becoming wintry, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 near St David's Head. Showers becoming wintry, good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northwest 5 to 7, squally showers becoming wintry, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. North or northwest, 5 to 7. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man. North or northwest, 5 to 7. Wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Northwesterly, veering northerly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in far north. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northerly or northwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in North Channel. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. North or northwest, 6 to gale 8. Squally snow showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. North or northwest, 6 to gale 8. Squally snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Finally, Shetland Isles. North, 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 later. Squally snow showers, moderate, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. Farming Today hears about the problems caused by wild goats in the Scottish Borders. We'll be joining Richard Baines in a couple of minutes. First, Prayer for the Day, presented by Ruth Jennings.
Good morning. I really love the sun. I'm one of those people who would happily bask in 30-degree weather all year round if it were available, which of course it most certainly isn't in the UK. This week, I was having a look at some potential sunny escapes abroad, and it seems I'm not alone. January is the most popular time to book a holiday. I suspect the combination of post-Christmas blues and dark, dreary January weather makes the temptation to get to the sunshine very appealing. The sun is a staggering 93 million miles away from the Earth, but of course, God placed it perfectly. any closer or further away and the earth would have been uninhabitable. In Psalm 84, verse 11, God is described as being like the sun. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favour and honour. I guess that metaphor makes sense. The sun is not just required for lifting our mood in the winter. We need it for life. It makes the plants grow and gives us food to eat. God has placed the sun to sustain us physically, and he also sustains our spiritual life. The reason I seek a warm climate so much is because the sun's heat on my skin brings me joy and comfort. Like the sun, God also offers warmth and joy. And finally, even if we're going through challenging or difficult times, we always know that the sun will rise again in the morning. The sun brings hope, just as we can hope in the Lord. Heavenly Father, thank you for the sunshine. We pray that we will have some winter